You're listening to the Dragos Show. Yo, this is the second episode of the Dragos Show. In this podcast, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, sales, high-ticket closing, psychology, and personal development to help you achieve your goals faster than it would take your grandma to learn how to use Snapchat. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about truth. There's a big lie going on right now. There's lots and lots of people. Are you ready for this? They're gonna tell you, the truth is important. You always gotta tell the truth. But they don't fucking tell the truth. So this is one of the biggest ironies ever. And there's also a few people that are gonna go like, well, you know, not always, because sometimes, like, if someone is in the hospital and they are sick and you're gonna tell them, hey, you have this kind of issue, they're gonna die or something. It's kind of true, okay? But it depends who you tell that to. If you were to tell me that shit, I would be like, oh, I have fucking cancer, okay? I'm gonna destroy that fucking bitch. That's it. I wouldn't cry. I wouldn't be like, yes. I wouldn't do any of that thing. And I understand there's different types of personalities. Some people are more fragile, right? So you don't have to necessarily. What I'm talking about is the daily life. Because that's the kind of excuse that people are gonna come up with, this hospital thing, to actually cover up other things, other lies that they go with in their daily life. Let's be serious now. Like, they don't lie only about that hospital thing. They probably never had that in their life. Or if they had to do that, it happened like once or twice. Let's be honest. Right? Because that's the point of this. This episode and actually the point of this podcast. They do this just to cover up the other shit that they do. They justify everything, every fucking thing that they do. And that's why they remain in this kind of state of lying to themselves and to the people around them. And I wasn't always telling the truth, right? Like, I thought I was telling the truth, but I was lying about some certain things to impress people, to not be judged, to, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you would do that. Usually involves people judging you. You're afraid of what other people are gonna think about you. And I started being more honest. And guess what? My life changed. A lot. This is a huge break, but yeah, this is actually dramatic, because the sooner you start being as honest as you can with people, the sooner you're going to realize that your life is going to change tremendously. There's going to be a lot of impact happening in your life. Why? Because when you're honest with people, they're going to know when they fuck up. And that's important because you're helping them grow. If you don't tell them the truth, they're gonna stay at the same fucking level. And I don't know about you, but my goal in life is to help as many people as possible. One of the goals, right? Why the fuck would I tell people lies or just not tell them at all about the flaws that they have to protect them from not achieving what they like, what they want in life? That's just pointless. So that's why it's one of the big reasons why I'm honest with people. And then why would you, because this is getting deeper, why would you like to be honest with yourself? It's pretty simple. Because most people like, you know, like, let's say you have this goal of exercising daily. And you tell yourself a lie like, yeah, you know, I didn't feel well. my head hurts. So, you know, I'm gonna skip this day. And then the next day you're gonna tell another lie. You're gonna be like, well, you know, my dad is feeling weird, so I'm not gonna do this. I had ice cream. Someone from Canada, even though I don't live in Canada, died yesterday and I was too upset to actually exercise. How can I do that if I care about the person? I'm like, what the fuck? Do you actually listen to those fucking excuses? Because I'm telling you, every single person has those excuses. And until someone points that out, sometimes you don't realize. Or until you ask yourself, what are my issues? That's what most people don't do, because they believe they are perfect. They don't have, or not necessarily, they don't think they're perfect all the time. Sometimes they go too low. They go like, oh, everything is bad about me, right? Those are not lies that you told yourself. The thing is, you have to be accurate about how you perceive yourself and how you perceive others. And the moment when there's a lie coming, like, I can never become rich. I can never be in shape. You know, I've always been skinny, so I'm never gonna exercise. I'm not gonna exercise. Why the fuck would I exercise? Because that's not gonna help me, right? Or like, if you're trying to lose weight, you're gonna go like, no, all my family's fat, so why would I do that? You know, it's that kind of excuse that is stopping you from actually achieving your goals. So that's why I wanted to go with this. You have to tell the truth to yourself and to others in order to improve. And I just got a notification, what is English? So, yeah. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if you're going to try to be very, very honest. Like, brutally honest. A lot of people around you are going to go like, you're rude to me. You're just trying to bring me down. Like, for example, someone is cooking something, right? Like, let's say some kind of like soup. And you told them, after you ate the damn soup, you say, yeah, I think it had too much salt. They go like, how dare you? I spent so much time on this soup just to get you some food, and you didn't understand me, and you don't want to support me. And in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I just said that the soup was amazing, but it had a bit too much salt. That was a tip that could improve your food the next time. So once you start doing this, most probably there's going to be a lot of people around you that are going to think that you're aggressive, that you're trying to have conflicts with them, arguments. And it's just, you know, it's annoying. I know. But you got to keep on doing this. Also, if they're like your friends or something, consider the thought of them not actually being your friends, because you don't want to spend time with people like that. They're going to bring you time all, down all the time, and you're not going to achieve anything in your life. So, you know, it would be better just to not stay with people like that. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, no matter how hard you're trying to stay away from people like that, it's still going to happen. Sometimes it's your family, sometimes it's, you know, like, it has to happen. So when that happens, just realize this thing. And the truth is, I didn't really prepare for this. I just jumped right into the podcast because I wanted to talk about truth. Because I was on Instagram and I spit some truth, right? Some knowledge on my Insta story. So I was like, hey, let's also do a podcast on truth, because this is a really important thing to do. So yeah, I'm trying to cover everything so that I wouldn't have to do 10,000 episodes about truth. But I think that's pretty much it. Try to tell the truth that you're going to improve. That's like the takeaway from this. Tell the truth to be able to improve yourself and the community around you. It's going to help you massively. You're going to see results so much faster than if you lie to yourself and find excuses. And no matter what you do, there's always people that are going to hate what you do. And they're going to say that you're aggressive when you're actually just give them a few tips on how to improve themselves. So keep that in mind. I wanted to make this short, so I'm going to end this right now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And if you have any kind of questions, you can record some voice messages or just send them on my Instagram, which by the way is @thatdragos. So @thatdragos. So either send me a message or a voice message or something like that, and I'm gonna try to answer your questions. And have an awesome day. Be a fucking badass. Tell the truth. And see you in the next episode.
You're listening to the Dragos Show.